This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Daf HaShavua, Masechta Chagiga, Daf Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara had a question. When the Mishnah says, HaKol Chayovin B'Ri'ya, everyone is obligated in Ri'ya, what does that come to include? Who's the everyone? Even everyone's Chayav in Ri'ya. So the Gemara attempted to say that even someone who's half an Evan, half a Ben Choyin is Chayav B'Ri'ya. The Gemara asked, it's not true, because according to Ravina, you're Pater from Ri'ya. So the Gemara says, no, Ravina only said you're Pater from Ri'ya when in the original world of Beis Hillel, that a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Choyin remains a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Choyin, and therefore you're Pater from Ri'ya. But once Beis Hillel was Maida to Beis Shammai, that you're forced to free a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Choyin, so Rav Asi is pointing out, then Ravina would hold that Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Choyin would be Chayev B'Ri'ya, even before he's freed. Because since we're going to free him, he's already in the category of someone who's obligated in the mitzvah. So let's read the Bibai Seima. Bibai Seima, we're five lines in the bottom on Beis Amud Aleph, and if you want, you could say that HaKol Chayavim is Lo'olam Keda Amrinan Meikar. Really, like we said originally, that HaKol is Marbe Chatzi Evad Chatzi Ben Choyin Udika Kashalach, and that which you asked, Hadi Ravina, the Ravina holds Chatzi Evad Chatzi Ben Choyin is Pater, like Kasha, it's not difficult. Kam B'Mishnah Rishayna, Kam B'Mishnah Achrayna. Here, Ravina says you're Pater in the original understanding of Beis Hillel. But now, when the Mishnah says HaKol Chayavin, that's in the Mishnah Achrayna, the Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah appears in Gittin, Adaf Mem Aleph, but it's quoted in many places in Shas, Psachim and Erechin and Idyos, Mishachatzi Eved V'chatzi Ben Choyin. Someone who's half an Eved, half a Ben Choyin. Oyved as Rabbi Yomechad, who worked for his master one day, V'yas Atzma Yomechad for himself one day, Divrei Beis Hillel, Amru Lahem Beis Shammai says, Tikantem es Rabbi, this is a remedy for the master, V'yas Atzma Yomechad Tikantem. This is not a remedy for him, because he has nobody to marry. Who's he going to marry? Lisa Shivcha Eina Yachal. To marry a Shivcha, he's not able to, because a shivcha, for a Jew to live with a shivcha, it's a lav in the Torah, lo yia kadesh. You cannot live with a harlot. So why is a shivcha a kadesh? Why is she a harlot? So the Targum says that by definition, since a shivcha, there's no tefisas kedushin, any relation with her is automatically a relation of zanos. So he can't marry a shivcha. So Tosfos says, so marry a mamzeres. Why can't you marry Mamzeres? Mamzeres lo yisa. I forgot the ever mutum Mamzeres lefisha kidesh va'oimed. In other words, Pashtus, you would say, you can't marry a Mamzeres because his tzad cheros can't marry a Mamzeres. But so the Gemara is discussing the possibility of marrying a shivcha. So he can't marry a shivcha because of the love of Lo Yeh Kaddish. Now I want to speak out Tosfos' Kasha. This is important Kasha, famous Kasha. Maybe we'll discuss some more Thursday morning. And that is Tosfos asks, Vim Taimar, in the bottom of Tosfos, Tiberi Mascha Lisa Shivcha, Lesi Asei Delesheves Yitzara, let the mitzvah of Sheves come, Velidchi Lav De Lo Yeh Kaddish, and push off the love of Lo Yeh Kaddish. In other words, let this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyin, who has to have children, that's a mitzvah in the Torah. Now, here, let's go back to the Gemara for a moment. The Gemara says you can't marry a shivcha because it's a lav. Bas choyrin ein yachid can marry bas choyrin. Why? Because his tzad avdus cannot marry a regular Jewish woman. Libatel, so maybe he should just not get married. No, v'haloi loy nivra ha'olam ela l'peria v'rivia. The world was only created for what? For propagation. Shenemar. The world was not created to be empty. L'sheves yitzar, it was created to be habitated, to be populated. So we can't leave him like this. Now it's interesting. Why doesn't the Gemara say you can't? That the world was created for Puriyavrivya. Shenemar Puravu. Why doesn't the Gemara quote the pasuk of Puravu? Instead, the Gemara quotes this pasuk in Yeshaya. L'soyu bara l'sheves yitzara. So Tosfos says, Leisayu bara, hai asay olim tfei puravu. The second Tosfos, this asay is great, is more important than puravu. Kida amar b'megillah, but parak basra, moicher adam sefer taira, lisa isha, a person could sell sefer taira to get married, below my taira. And what pasuk does the Gemara quote in Megillah? So again, Tosfos Kasha is why we quote the pasuk of Loisobra, why not the pasuk Puravu? Tosfos says Loisobra is a greater. But some say no. You know why we quote Loisobra? Because an Eved is not chayiv in Puravu, because Puravu is a mitzvah, and an Eved is not Jewish, so an Eved is not chayiv in Puravu. Not that Loisobra is a greater mitzvah, it's just Loisobra is a universal mitzvah, as opposed to Puravu is one of the 613 mitzvahs. So interestingly, there seems to be a machlokes in the two answers of Tosfos, that according to the first answer, Goyim have Puravu. It's just Loisobra is a more important mitzvah. According to the second answer of Tosfos, Goyim do not have Periyavirivya.
But an Eved Kenani has mitzvahs like an Isha. So the question is an Isha Mechoyev in Periyavirivya?
Oh, so an Eved Kenani has mitzvahs like a Isha. No, the answer is a woman. So one second. So according to the first answer of Tosfos, Puravu is Shaykh by an Eved. Right. So the truth is, we're talking about an Eved Kenani here, right? And an Eved Kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman, but a woman happens to be pater from Puravu. There's no mitzvah for a woman to have Puravu. The mitzvah is on the man. The Meshech Chachma says in Breishis, there's no mitzvah on the woman because Hashem doesn't give mitzvahs that hurt. So for a man, it doesn't hurt. So Hashem can tell a man to have kids. For a woman. Now, a woman still has lo yisayu bara. So it's interesting. So I was wondering, what's pshat in Tosfos here? Tosfos, in his first answer, seems to hold Puravu is shaykh by an Eved. According to the second answer, he says it's not shaykh by an Eved. Why would it? Why would it not? It would not, because there are chayiv and mitzvahs like a woman. A woman's not chayiv in Puravu. On the other hand, there's a reason why a woman's not chayiv in Puravu. Tosfos in Gittin, on Daf Mem Aleph, this is a famous Tosfos, like a huge Tosfos in Gittin. Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph. Tosfos says, Lisa Shivcha in a Yachal. Tosfos says there's no Puravu by Avadim. Like the second answer of Tosfos here. Okay, now I want to point out something interesting. Go back to the previous Tosfos. Previous Tosfos asks, "V'em taimer v'lesi asei v'leshevas yitzara v'lidchilav d'lo yekadosh." Why don't we say that this chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, the mitzvah of sheves should come along and push off the lav of lo yekadosh? We should say basically asei doichalos asei, the asei of sheves of propagating the world should push off the lav of living with a goya. So Minchas Chinuch says that's ridiculous. The mitzvah of Sheves is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah midirei neviim. A mitzvah midirei neviim cannot push off a lav in the Torah. It's asei doichalos asei. But you can't use an asei midirei neviim to push off a lav. So the way Tosfos in Gittin asks the kasha, Tosfos says v'lesi asei depru uravu v'lidchi lav d'lo yekadosh. Okay. Now, Tosfos gives. By the way, I'll just give you a heads up. Let's say this Tosfos is Lav Dafka, and the Asay is like Tosfos says in Gittin, Puravu. What's the Puravu? I thought Puravu is having children. You want this Eved to live with the Shivcha? What, and the baby's going to be born in a second later? That's pretty quick. You know? Puravu is having kids. So, but we're saying he should be allowed to have Bia with the woman. Why? The Asay of Puravu should what? Should push off the lav of Leah Kadesh. What's Puravu? It's going to take 9 months. So you see from Tosfos, the mitzvah Puravu is the Bia. Clearly Tosfos holds the mitzvah Puravu is the Bia. Which is a big chiddush. Yeah? Now Tosfos gives two answers, two very important answers. When do we say asei doichalos asei? If there's no way around the lav. But here there's another way around the lav. We'll free the eved. So instead of having bia and being violating the lav and saying asay d'chalois, I say free the eved, and this way there isn't, and he can marry a regular Jewish woman. So it says the hacha efshel lekayim shneim ayidei kfiya. You could be mekayim the asay without violating the lav. When do we say asay d'chalois asay? That's if there's no other way to be mekayim the asay without violating the lav. Like tchelas and tzitzis, perhaps.
But even according to Taisus, that the bia is the mitzvah of puruvu,
mm-hmm.
but you're only mekayim puruvu if you have a son and a daughter.
So correct.
Or it has to be a lemafreya type of thing.
Okay, so... Right, l'chor, you're mekayim puruvu. Once a person has a boy and a girl, you're only mekayim the mitzvah if you have a boy and a girl. So certainly the outcome is important element of the... So we're going to discuss that, Be'ezus Hashem. Exactly what is the mitzvah and what are the parameters and how do we view it. But this Tosfos' kasha shows that Tosfos clearly holds the mitzvah of the bia. Inami, Tosfos says another teretz. You can't say asay d'chalois asay. Because when are you mekayim the asay? The mitzvah of puruvu, what's the mitzvah? According to the bia, but it's a bia gemura, it's full bia, it's a full penetration. But the lav of lo yeh kadesh, you violate bahara as soon as there's contact. So that there, the lav comes immediately, and the asay is not fulfilled until the end of the ma'isa. So it's not what we call be'idne. Asay d'chalois is only when it's simultaneously mamish. But even if it's a split second off, we don't say asay d'chalois asay. That's the second answer of Tosfos. Inami, t'loy asay asay v'd'chalois asay el kagoin mila b'tzaras. Let's say there's a nega on the eiver. So on the one hand, you have a mitzvah to cut it off. On the other hand, you're not to cut off tzaras. So we say, I say, d'chalois, I say, because the moment you're cutting off the tzaras, you're mekayim na asay. Aval hacha mishas hara overlay belav. The time that of the contact of the organs, you're over the lav. Va'asay lekad gemar bia. But since the mitzvah is puravu, it has to be a bia that is possible to produce children, which is the gemar bia. Okay, so back to the gemara. So we don't know what to do with this evad. Elam emnei tikkun oilam. But in order to remedy the world, koifinus rabbi, we force the master, va'oisa oisa ben chayun, and we free the slave. And now, here's the thing, but the master owned the slave. How could we just free him? So the eved owes the master money. V'koisav le'shtar, and the slave has to write a note, al-chatzi dama, for half his value, meaning he owes the master half of his value. V'chazru beis hillel, l'hoiroz k'divei beis shamai. And beis hillel retracted to paskin like beis shamai. That what? We free this chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayun. Okay, weiter gegangen. Chutz mecheres shayt v'katan. The Mishnah says everyone's chayav v'riya except for a deaf mute, an imbecile, and a katan. Now, we always have to define what is a cheresh. Katani cheresh, it taught cheresh, and it teaches in the context of shayt v'katan. Dumya de shayt v'katan. Ma shayt v'katan la v'nei deya. Just like a shayt v'katan, we're talking about individuals who are not capable of, they're of limited intellect. They don't have a das, av chirish, la bar dehu. So too, we're talking about a chirish who's not a bar das. Now, why would a chirish not be a bar das? He can't hear, but he could speak. He can speak, but he could hear. So just somebody who could speak and can hear is not a bar das. Someone who could hear, but can't speak is not a bar das. I mean, he has information in his head from what he hears. Or someone who could speak, clearly once upon a time heard. Otherwise, he would never be able to speak. But someone who could speak and can hear, so he lost his hearing. He's not a bardas. But kamash malan, the chiddush is kedetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Truma. Cheresh shedibru chachamim chamakim. Whenever the rabbis talk about a cheresh, she'eno shemea ve'eno medaber, is the what kind of cheresh? A cheresh that can't hear and can't speak. Hamedaber ve'eno shemea, but a cheresh that could speak and can't hear. Shemea ve'eno medaber, or could hear and can't speak. Chayev, he's chayev in the mitzvah of Ali, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So this confirms, meaning the diuk that the cheresh over here is dumya d'shayt v'katan, confirms that which the Mishnah says in Truma, that the cheresh the chacham speak about is eino shameh v'eino medaber. But if either one, you're chayev. Okay, tanina lahadatan rabbanan. We learned in our Mishnah that which we learned in a different Braisa. Now, why we need to point out what we learned in our Mishnah, what we learned in a different Braisa. To Rashi says, to show that that Braisa must be an authoritative Braisa. Hamedaber ve'inoy shemeh, someone who could speak and can hear, zehu cheresh. That's a deaf person. Shemeh, someone who could hear, ve'inoy medaber, zehu ilam. That's a mute person. Zeh ve'zeh, but both of the above-mentioned people, harei kepikchem v'chodverim, are considered fully intelligent people for all halachic matters. How do I know someone who could speak and can hear is called deaf in general? Someone who could hear and can speak is called an ilim. There is a pasuk in Tehillim. I'm like deaf who can't hear. And like mute. So from this pasuk in Tehillim, we learn a cheresh is someone who can't hear and ilim is someone who can't speak. If you want, you could say, Kada amri inshi. That, you know how we know Elam is someone who can't speak? Like people say that the word Elam is a mnemonic, it's a compound word. Elam stands for Ishtakel Milule. His words were taken away. That's how we know an Elam is someone who can't speak. Okay. Medaber ve'inu shemeya, shemeya ve'inu medaber chayev. Someone who speaks and can hear, hears and can't speak, is chayev.
Right, we just...
Correct. In other words, this is the Mishnah we quoted above from Kedetnan in Shumas. So this is the Mishnah that we quoted above in Shuma. Right. In other words, you know, you see the two dots, you think it's a quote from the Mishnah. No, it's not from our Mishnah, it's the Mishnah quoted at the beginning of the previous two dots. So we said someone who could hear and can't speak, speak and can't hear, is Chayv and Alila Rekavah Tanya. But we learned in a braisa, medaber ve'ina shemeh, someone who could speak and can't hear, shemeh ve'ina medaber, or hear and can speak. Pater! Is pater? It's pater from Aliyah L'regel. Rashi says, min hori'iyav. Kashina hadadi masnis in a braisa. The Mishnah in Shruma that says, chayiv is a kasha on the braisa that says, pater. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, v'itema rava, chisurei mechsa rava hachikatani. Our Mishnah is missing words. And this is what it means to teach. Hakol chayovin b'riya. Everyone's chayiv in the midst of riya. Uvesimcha. Now we're going to throw in another word. And in the mitzvah of shalmei simcha. Remember we said that one of the three karbanis that have to be brought on Yom Tov is shalmei simcha, because men are only happy if they eat meat. Right, people give all kinds of speeches. How to acquire, how to find happiness? They should just say by eating meat. That's it, right? By eating meat, people all these self-help books. How the quest for happiness? It's called steak, right? Shalmei simcha, ein simcha ela bebasar. No, I don't think anyone ever put that in their books. How to this the pursuit of happiness, well-being, peace, serenity. Echol basar, that's it, right? That's what Chazal say.
That's a Jackie Mason joke.
What?
A Jackie Mason joke.
This, I'm very serious here, right? So the Mishnah is missing words. Hakol chayav in b'riya uvesimcha. Everyone is chayav in the mitzvah of riya and the mitzvah of simcha. Except for chutz mecheresh hamedaber ve'ino shemeya. Except for someone who is deaf and can't speak. Excuse me, someone who, except for a cheresh, that could speak and can't hear, or shemeya ve'in medaber, could hear and can't speak, shepater min ariya, he's pater from ri'ya. V'af al pi shepater min ariya, even though this person who could either speak and can't hear, hear and can't speak, is pater from ri'ya, chayiv b'simcha. So we have to stick in the following words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hakol chayiv in b'ri'ya, chutz u'v'simcha. Everyone's chayiv in both, except for a cheresh, a quasi cheresh, that he's pater from ri'ya and as chayiv in simcha, the esheinoi loy shomeya v'loy medaber, but someone who is an absolute cheresh, he can't hear and he can't speak, v'shoyte v'katan pater af min asimcha. Why? Hal upatura mikol mitzvos hamuros b'tayra. Look at Rashi. So basically, we're going to answer this deal like this: the Mishnah in Shuma that said Cheresh, that is medaber ve'inu shomeya, or Shemeh ve'ino medaber is chayiv. What is he chayiv in? He's chayiv in shamei simcha. And the braisa that says potter, the braisa is talking about ri'iya. Meaning a full-fledged chayiv shekan speaking can't hear is potter from everything. But when is he chayiv in something is not chayiv in other? When he could speak and not hear, hear and not speak. So he's chayiv in shamei simcha and he's potter from ri'iya. And we'll discuss next week why. Why would that be? The guy who could speak and can't hear, or hear and can't speak, why would he be chayiv in shalmei simcha and patur from riyah? Either the guy is compass mentis, or he's not compass. Either he's chayiv in mitzvahs, or he's not. But the Gemara is going to... Now, the Mishnah, remember we had a dik in the beginning, that if we're talking about a cheresh, there must be a cheresh that's not a bardas. And so that means the Mishnah is talking about a full-fledged cheresh, and he's saying he's patur from l'chayra. Everything that's talking about shamei simcha and or last year. Look at Rashi. Amar Rava masnis in the tani etzal riya cheresh dumya deshoita. That's only needed for the shamei simcha. The afal pi deloy doimel leshoita. That even though someone who could hear and can't speak and can't hear is not someone to a shoita potter. He's potter from riya v'chitanya masnis in dumya deshoita. When the Mishnah says that you have to be a full-fledged shoita to be pater, that's only needed for shalmei simcha, gabe simcha de tani. Utrei mine cherish tan mas nisen. The Mishnah is talking about two types of charashim. The chesurei mechzura mas nisen. The Mishnah is missing words. V'hachik tani. Hakol chayavim v'ri'ya chutz mecherish kolduhu. Everyone's chayav in ri'ya except for a cherish. Even a small amount of cheresh, where a cheresh in any sense whatsoever is going to be pater from ri'iyah. Oy shemeya ve'ena medaber, oy medaber neshmeya is going to be pater from ri'iyah, but l'gabe simcha, you're still going to be chayiv unless you're an absolute cheresh. But even though you're pater from ri'iyah, you're still chayiv in simcha. Tanya nami hachi, we learned in a braisa like this as well. Hakol chayav in ri'iyah, uve simcha. We learned in a braisa like this as well. Everyone is chayav in ri'iya and in simcha, except for a cheresh that speaks and doesn't hear, hears and doesn't speak. Shepturin min ri'iya, that he is pater from oilas ri'iya, v'yafa pisha pater min ri'iya, chayav v'simcha. V'esheinu iloy shemeya, v'loy medaber, v'shoita, v'katan, peturin af min ha'simcha. Meaning, regarding what do you need to be a full-fledged cheresh to be pater from? Regarding simcha. But regarding ri'ya, you don't need to be a full-fledged cheresh. Even if you're just a quasi-cheresh, you're going to be pater from oilas ri'ya. Alright guys, that's all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.